This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios by way of Austin, Texas, is singer-songwriter David Ramirez, whose new record is called Fables. DavidRamirezMusic.com is the site to go for information. David, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
A beautiful new record.
Thank you.
It is really fabulous. I want to talk a lot about that. As we get started here, I want to talk a little bit about your background. I have watched quite a few videos of you performing online, and it is a combination of guitar and piano.
That's right.
One of those come first, or?
Piano came first just because, you know, the folks put me in lessons when I was around 12 or so, but I'm not doing much on the piano these days. Yeah. It's mainly just guitar, yeah.
And is it true that your singing talent was actually discovered by a choir teacher?
That's right. Yeah, I was a ball player growing up in baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
And then my folks moved houses my senior year and kind of fell into this group of people who were in choir and theater, and they kind of convinced me to audition. And the choir teacher was pretty was pleased, I suppose. And so I got in, and legitimately. You know, old sayings aside, the rest really is history. I jumped in head first to the art world after that. I really fell in love with it.
Early on, if I understand correctly, you were doing a lot of emulation of Dave Matthews.
That's correct. Yeah. When I first started actually writing songs, we were trying our hardest to be Dave Matthews.
I mean,
yeah.
He's got a pretty unique singing style. So were you emulating that or more the structure of his songs?
No, kind of more the structure, you know, because, you know, the first few songs that I learned were church tunes, which were, as far as chords go and progressions, it was pretty simple. And so I think I, as an acoustic guitar player, when I started off, I was just very fascinated with, you know, just the riffs that he came up with. And I haven't listened to Dave Matthews in quite some time, though. It's been a minute.
He's still making good music.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Going back a couple of years, Apologies came out, 2012 or something like that?
2012, yeah.
And at the time, all of the press, interviews, publicity about that generally referred to the record as being your most personal. I think that was your third full-length?
Second full-length.
Second full-length. A lot of the discussion around that time focused on how personal the storytelling was in the lyrics. And you talked about how maybe at the time you had gone a little bit too open in some of the stories. But now Fables comes out and it's being talked about as perhaps your most intimate, most personal recording. Yeah. So did you ramp it up a little, or is that just so writers have stuff to write about?
I don't know. I think I was going through some stuff during Apologies that I didn't necessarily want to be public, and but they ended up on the record, and I think from the time I finished that one to the time I started Fables, I just realized this is what kind of writing I do, you know. And I'm gonna bear it all, for better or for worse. And maybe every record will be the most vulnerable, intimate, honest record of all time from me, you know, but I don't know. I don't mind it so much. I kind of get a kick out of it.
Yeah. David Ramirez is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record out on 30 Tigers is called Fables. What would you like to play first for us?
I will play That Ain't Love. Take risk with me to find out if it's romance. It's not what you were really trying to do, baby. You just wanted to be seen. Well, my guitar's packed and the spotlight's faded. I'm off to the next city. Because that ain't love, that ain't love, that ain't love at all. Nah, you only pick up the pieces you want. That ain't love at all. That ain't love at all. Well, I see you in town from time to time on Kamal between 5th and 6th. Dancing with older men who spin you around, they're doing anything to steal the kids. You take a shot and you bum a cigarette. They hit the men's room and you sneak out the back. You got your props in your pretty little places. I'm just a part of your script. Well, that ain't love, that ain't love, that ain't love at all. Nah, you only pick up the pieces you want. That ain't love at all. Nah, that ain't love at all. Something happened to you when you were younger to make you act this way. Living life like you're in danger of taking somebody's name. Well, that ain't love, that ain't love, that ain't
That is That Ain't Love from the record Fables. It's David Ramirez live today in the JPR studios. That new record out on 30 Tigers. DavidRamirezMusic.com is the web address. Prior to Fables, if I understand correctly, you spent a fair bit of time out on the road by yourself driving around.
That's right.
And undoubtedly some of that experience worked its way into song.
Mm-hmm.
You now seem to be out on the road a lot, constantly with a bunch of other guys.
That's right. Yeah.
So how has that dynamic changed your entire perspective of what it means to be a working musician?
Well, for the first time, I feel like a working musician now that I have, you know, a group of guys with me, you know, because we're not only experiencing the stage together, but we're, you know, we're experiencing the road together. And you know, all the good and bad things that come along with that. But where before, just being alone is kind of just being alone. And you just kind of feel more like a, I don't know, it's just pretty isolating. Because the road in itself is already isolating, you know, even if you have five other guys with you.
Yeah.
But being completely alone is, I think, could be pretty deadly. True.
Do you have more connection to back home when you travel with other people, or do you check in with home more often when you're out by yourself?
When I'm out by myself, yeah, probably.
Just to have some sort of semblance of a grounding somewhere?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I mean, there's just a lot more. I'm pretty private when it comes to phone calls, you know, even just the casual, how's it going? I don't really like to do that around people. So in the van, there's not much time for any of that, yeah.
I love this quote that I came across in reference to Fables. And I don't remember who penned it or where it was at, but it referenced Fables being a record destined to be one of the year's most criminally overlooked.
Is that right? Wow.
I'm not exactly sure how you can make that decision before the record has lived
for a
period of time. But yeah, one of the year's most criminally overlooked.
Yeah, the time hasn't even passed yet. Interesting.
It took something like 3 years for you to get around to making a new record after Apologies, right?
That's right.
What was the delay? What was the hang up?
Well, after Apologies, I saw some sort of mild success, and I think it went to my head.
In what way?
Where I just thought that I, you know, entitlement for me comes in and out of waves, you know. Where I'll have something that happens in my life or music or just personally that kind of humbles me and reminds me that I'm just a guy that's writing songs like everyone else. And then there are times where I'll just really get in my own ego and that kind of flexes its muscles. And after Apologies, I felt a little bit of that. Shows were getting a little better. Audiences were getting a little larger. There were a little bit more write-ups and reviews that were positive, and So I wanted to ride that success train for a bit, and man, I spent so much time trying to write songs that, you know, would be hits, you know, or received well on radio. And
were those your goals, or were those the goals that were starting to be placed on you by others in your circle?
No, they were my goals. Yeah, everyone in my circle has believed in what I've done since day one, as well as friends, you know, and family. So it just through a lot of conversations, and through some of which were with buddies who also are songwriters and tour full time. And some of these conversations happened with complete strangers who just kind of opened my mind and allowed me to look in the mirror and see what I was doing wrong, which was neglecting who I am as a writer and just writing what I know and writing what I love to write, and, you know, stop trying to chase some kind of career or something. So, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the songs on Fables, specifically songs like Harder to Lie, you have talked about being about your relationship. The relationship of the time you were writing those songs, or is it still a current relationship?
At the time I was writing the
songs. Yeah. You seem to write about love in a way that a lot of pop songwriters aren't able to, which is that it's not just all roses.
Right.
You know, there are lots of complexities to love. It's not always straightforward. It's sometimes painful, meaningful, but painful. Has that always been where you come from as a writer? Is to try to focus on all of the different aspects of emotion and relationships?
I think so. I find that to be a really exciting part about writing, is how do I say the same thing that everyone's always said, but say it in a different way? And I don't always hit that, you know, I don't always nail it, but that's the goal for me, you know? So when I think about writing a song that deals with a romantic relationship, I try to find some little way to say it differently, yeah.
David Ramirez is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record of which we speak is called Fables. You can get information at davidramirezmusic.com. Will you play us another?
Yeah, absolutely. This is called New Way of Living. What do you say when there's nothing to say? Do you fill the silence with a bunch of nonsense? Or do you recognize that it might be time to go ahead and hang up your head? Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time for a change. A new way of living, a new way to bring home the bacon. Sell everything that you love to do, and if it doesn't sell, well, learn how to love something new. Blue-collar artists, white-collar entitlement, I'm standing somewhere in the middle. I get the feeling I'm about to slip. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time for a change. A new way of living, a new way to bring home. There's a plumber down in Arkansas, the best writer I ever met. When I where to find his CD, he just laughed and lit a cigarette.
it's time to move along. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time for a change, a new way of living, a new way to bring home the bacon.
That is David Ramirez live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Fables. Information at davidramirezmusic.com. Is Austin, Texas still home for you?
That's right.
And it has been the entire time, or are you from elsewhere?
No, I moved to Austin in 2008.
From where?
Nashville.
Originally from Nashville then?
No, I was born and raised in Houston. Yeah, spent a few years in Dallas after that for college, then went to Nashville for about a year.
Was that to pursue music?
It was,
yeah. It's interesting that you spent time in Texas and in Nashville because the guy who produced your record, who has been here, is Noah Gunderson.
Oh, nice.
Who's from technically not Seattle, but the Seattle area, basically.
Seattle area, yeah.
And how did the two of you guys meet? Out on the road somewhere? Or?
Yeah, out on the road. We met in L.A. probably, 4 or 5 years ago now. We just got booked on the same bill, I think a couple times in 1 week in Los Angeles. So, we didn't really like hit it off, but we hung out, had a drink, talked. And then about, I guess, a year and a half later, we got booked to do a tour together in 2012.
Why the decision to have him produce the record?
You know, I think a lot of it is just really what I was talking about earlier, which, you know, I was trying to, it goes back to what I was trying to write. You know, I was trying to be making like hit records and, you know, and kind of escape the whole like very personal things, but like make structured songs that do really well on radio. And after I'd written all the songs, we were kind of shopping around different producers for the record, and it just kind of felt the same to me as the creative process. So I just wanted to do it with a buddy, and so I called him, and he said yeah. And then like a month later, I was in Seattle. We were doing it.
His niche, at least when you listen to his new record, seems to be that slower unfolding song.
Oh yeah, his latest one is very dreamy and moody for sure. Yeah.
And then you end up landing a ringer to play a bit on the record, Greg Lease.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're familiar. Great.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Was that just through, you know, like communal contacts, or how did you land him?
Yeah, just kind of through mutual contacts.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. the guy who mixed it, Ryan Freeland, is actually knows Greg, I believe. I think, and Noah knows Greg as well. I think just through like the Sons of Anarchy relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that is often talked about in respect to you is how good your live performances are.
Oh, that's and nice to hear.
You have actually captured, well, maybe not you, but someone captured one of them in its entirety, and you offer it up as a free download on your website.
Like
full live record.
Fort Worth. Is that right?
Yeah,
the Fort Worth one, yeah.
What prompted the decision to just give that sucker away?
Why not?
Really?
Yeah, why not? So, I mean, it's not a, I mean, I think the quality is decent, but it's not anything that I paid to have done, so it was done, and might as well just put it out there into the world.
Did you know it was being recorded? Or
yeah, I was aware. Yeah, because we did. We had a couple camera guys as well. So on YouTube, you can watch that as well.
Yeah, the quality's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it turned out really nice.
Yeah, it'll be one that we play quite a bit here.
Oh, cool.
tell me a little bit about Between Notes.
Oh, goodness.
This is a film project for folks that are completely unaware. Mm. A film project in which you are acting, but you also supplied a fair bit of the music along with another songwriter, right?
Yeah.
How did this come about?
I went to college with the guys who wrote and directed it, and I don't fancy myself an actor. It's not a position that I feel very comfortable in whatsoever, but they had approached me to write the music for it, and so I did, just because why not? It sounded fun, and then they never were able to find a guy to play that role, so I stepped in last minute and did my very best, I promise. But it was not a favorite moment of mine, I'll tell you that much.
I've only seen the clips of the film that are basically you or like a music video with your song in the background. So what's the general story? Is this like a once type of movie?
It's for all intents and purposes, it's very very once-esque, yeah, for sure. But it's obviously it's set in Dallas, and it's just, man, it's been a minute. I guess this guy is down and out because music didn't work out, but because it's not around anymore, he's kind of lost his identity. And through this meeting of this woman, he kind of falls in love with music again and kind of falls in love with her as well. Mm. Yeah.
You have also done some video work to create videos to go along with your songs.
Music videos.
And one of them, I think it's, if I remember, I Harder to Lie.
Rockin' a Hard Place.
That's right. Rockin' a Hard Place has got a pretty compelling video to go along with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really great.
Do those ideas come from you or do they come from some of your associates?
You know, that one was, my manager one day sent me the James Vincent McMorrow's Cavalier music video. Mm. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but it's pretty compelling, and the approach they did was more of like a short film. It wasn't really like, here's a music video, the band's gonna play in the corner a little later. It was just telling the story, like or a snippet of a story rather, of just this guy kind of going through, fighting through some demons. And so we really enjoyed that aesthetic. We liked the look of it, and so that's when we kind of started brainstorming.
Now, is it tough for you as the guy who's written the song, uh-huh, with, you know, your own ideas behind each word and each lyric that you pen, to let go enough for somebody else's vision to be applied on top of your song?
No, not really. I mean, that's the thing about creating, my opinion anyways, is it is mine 100% until it comes out into the world, and then it's other people's. So I'm not saying that it's my manager's song now, but what I'm saying is, you know, he heard it, and then we brought my friend Ryan, a director, in to listen to it, kind of come up with some concepts, and the three of us kind of chatted through it together. But, I mean, it's not really my song anymore.
Yeah, and on the plus side, thousands of people have now heard the song that wouldn't have heard it just from your record,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
So I guess it works out in the end.
Yeah, plus it's just a good time. Ryan, the man who directed it, Ryan Booth, he's a good friend, and you know, he sent me a text after we wrapped, and he said, you know, thanks a lot for trusting me enough to do this video for you, and yada, yada. And I just wrote him back saying, you know, I'm looking for the next excuse for us to work together again. For me, it's just a good time to collaborate with buddies.
Well, it's been great to have you here. Thanks for coming
by. Thanks for having me.
David Ramirez is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio, playing songs from the new record called Fables. Information at davidramirezmusic.com. What do you want to wrap up with today?
I'll do Harder to Lie.
Great.
First impression is what I've always been best at. You'd never question me or my intentions. I could be your best friend the minute you shake my hand. When it comes to women, this could be deadly. When it comes to loving me, you'd best be ready, 'cause this will get heavy when you learn just what I am. I fed you fables and fooled you with words from my tongue, trying to make you think I was a better man than I was. But if you're asking me now to tell you the truth, it's getting harder and harder to lie to you. Oh,
How did you get here? Did you seek me out? Were you an answered prayer for me to shut my mouth so I would learn how to open up my heart? 'Cause I never stuttered and I never thought twice. I never folded or shook. The moment always felt right to do what I like and live in the dark. I fed you fables and fooled you with words from my tongue, trying to make you think I was a better man than I was. But if you're asking me now to tell you the truth, it's getting harder and harder to lie to you. But if you're asking me right now to tell you the truth, well, it's getting harder to lie. It's getting harder to lie. It's getting harder and harder to lie.
That is Harder to Lie, played live in the JPR Studios. David Ramirez, music from his new record called Fables. You can find information on David, his tour routing, his new record, and even maybe the film at his website. It's called davidramirezmusic.com. David, thanks again for coming by. It's been a real pleasure.